welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 360. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Intrepid Hearts from Minneapolis. That song is called Paying Attention, and you can find that on the band's new self-released four-song EP. It just came out April 11th, and I know you can find that on cassette or digitally on Bandcamp, and I think it's a name your own price there, so you really can't go wrong. The band is currently on tour, stopped by Kansas City a couple of nights ago, played a show at East Wing, and it was just fantastic. Do catch them on this tour, just a whole lot of rock and roll and a whole lot of guts there. I got lots of music for you this week, and it's a little varied, but nothing too scary. That is, unless you're afraid of spiders, this is La Araña by Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds.
See some of my head there.
maybe it was a little scarier than I thought. That is I Fell in Love with the Living Dead by the Shanghais. That's on the band's new EP, Fall in Love, which came out March 1st on Endless Days Records, band out of San Francisco. Typically a little more straight-up surf, but I really like that. That's sort of, horror influence there on that track. And then we started the set off with La Reina by Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. That's on the brand new album, La Reina es la Vida, came out April 22nd on In the Red Records. And Kid Congo, his past and a million bands, gun clubs, crams, worked with Nick Cave, lots of places. I think he's based out of New Haven now, but he seems to make it through Kansas City often, so hopefully he makes it through your neck of the woods as well. He puts on a very good show. Anyway, let's jump back into some more music here. This is a track by Knife Pleats. The song is called Distant Ships.
Yes, we're in the band.
And that could be no one else but Helen Love. The song, Yes, We're in a Band That We Love, off the band's new album, Smash Hits, that came out May 20th on Alcopop Records, a band out of Cardiff in Wales, has been around and part of the indie pop scene for such a long time. That album continues the trajectory they've been working on for a while, taking them almost to K-pop territory there. There are some very solid songs on that album still, but I don't know. I kind of look something for a little more organic, so that one's kind of hit and miss for me. Though I think it's getting fantastic reviews everywhere, so I'm probably in the minority. Before that, we heard from Knife Pleats. That is the song Distant Ships, and that's on the album Hat Bark Beach, which came out on Jigsaw and Lost Tapes back in September of last year. That band, based out of Vancouver, British Columbia, and is the project of Rose Melberg, who you know from so many bands like Softies and Tiger Trap. So good to hear her working again. I know she took some time off to be a mom, and good that she had a call to come back to music. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's continue on. New music. This is a track by Hurry. The song is called Fascination.
Anybody else but it's my anxiety. It's what's behind that crooked smile that is seen amongst a thousand faces. Driving my car, flying in airplanes that take me so far, rising and falling and so on it flows. All that is offered is beyond the tip of my nose.
That there was something nice. That is Those Pretty Wrongs with the song Mystery Trip. That is on the band's self-titled album, which came out May 13th of this year. That is the project of Jody Stevens from Big Star. And so, of course, it is based out of Memphis and released on the Ardent label. It's a solid album. I think there's not a lot of standout tracks there, but there's a few ones that you might enjoy, especially if you enjoy the 70s feel of the softer side of Big Star. And speaking of the softer side, we heard from the band Hurry with the song Fascination. That is the project of Matthew Scottaline, based out of Philadelphia, PA. You can find that song on the album Guided Meditation, which came out April 29th on Lame-O Records. That is a recommendation from the folks in Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, and I'm happy for that recommendation, as it's just some very solid pop there. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 360, recorded here in Kansas City with the windows wide open. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook or Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, got lots of things coming up. Let's see, this Saturday, the 28th, is the Westport Roots Festival, happening all over Westport, six venues, great prices. I know Elvis Hitler's playing and Coffin Cats, and that excites me, but all realms of Roots music are represented there. On the 29th, Royal Brat is playing at Troost Fort, and that is also with Witch Jail, so that should be good. The 30th, Uncouth are playing at Davies, and that's, I think, a benefit for Pit Bulls. The 31st, Subhumans at the Riot Room, or the Anti-Folk Fest 3 is happening at Davies, and that is a free show, I think, maybe even all ages, but no, it's definitely free. Lots of wonderful bands are playing that one. I think Shorvon is playing that one, in fact. You've got the Center of the City Fest, the 2nd through the 4th of June at Davies. 48 bands, 3 days, $15. A bargain for even the cheapest of punks. On the 8th, The Cure at the Starlight or Moving Units at Riot Room. Manor Fest is playing the 10th through the 11th, and I think I just saw the lineup for that announced yesterday, and it is all the usual suspects that you're going to want to check out. On the 11th, Venom Inc. is playing at the Riot Room. 13th, Damian Gerardo at the Riot Room. 17th, The Bronx at the Riot Room. They're tearing it up right now. On the 23rd, Wussy is playing at Davies. That's with Shorvon and Cave Girls. Looking in July, Exit Knuckleheads on the 12th or Smash the State at the Riot Room. The 15th, The Architects are playing at the Granada. 16th and 17th is the Buzz Beach Ball at Children's Mercy Park. There's somebody in there I care about, but I can't remember who. On the 20th, Weezer is playing at Starlight, or Beach Boys are playing at Kaufman. And the 23rd, Cultivate Fest at Pin Valley. I'm not sure who's playing that, but it looked interesting enough that I put it on the calendar way back when. We'll find out more before July 23rd. And the last thing to note, July 30th, White Oak at the Record Bar. So we need to wrap things up here. I guess the website. Not a whole lot new. There should be photos up of the show from East Wing that I talked about earlier. That was with the Intrepid Hearts, with Validate, Veil, Chasm, and Phantom Head. So you'll find those photos up on the website, and probably find photos from there's a Go Generation show that Major Matt USA is playing as well at Davies, and you'll probably have photos of that on the website by the time you get around to listening to this podcast. So anyway, let's wrap it up. We're out of time. This is the band Evil Conduct. They are from Roermond in the Netherlands, definitely an oi band. This was from the album Today's Rebellion, which I think was their final album, released in 2014 on 6 Feet Under. The name of the song I'm going to play is called That Old Tattoo. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
It wasn't I could Big.